Welcome to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. I'm reminding you that education is in my DNA. This podcast is not an easy one to share. However, the topic is necessary. As a parent, it is essential that we protect our children at all costs. That protection can be done in so many ways, whether financially meeting their basic needs, or physically in terms of medical attention at the dentist or primary care, pediatrician, or maybe even the emergency room if a bone is broken while climbing a tree or playing a sport. Oh, how I remember the importance of being diligent about my children's physical care. In mid-February of 2024, a young girl who was 11 years old, blonde hair and blue eyes, was found in a river after being missing for 5 days. Her name is Audrey Cunningham. She left home that day on a Thursday to get on her bus, and the bus would pick her up at the stop at 7 a.m. However, she never arrived at her school. She lived in a town outside of Houston, Texas, and the village townspeople searched for her diligently. Investigators had a person of interest, and this particular person was a friend of the family. He lived in a trailer behind the family's home. He is a 42-year-old, and he was arrested on an unrelated charge. So Thursday is when she was missing and never arrived at school. And on Tuesday, the perpetrator led the officials to the site of the river, and she was found by scuba divers. They also were able to secure information that his phone pinged in that area on the day of Audrey's disappearance. So why am I discussing or talking about this event that happened thousands of miles away? Well, I reflect upon my 3 daughters who are now well beyond 11 years of age. They are mature adults living independently. However, when they were young, they were involved in not only school and community events, but also in church events, and visited many times our extended family. One of the things their father and I did was to develop a password that a person had to share if the unexpected happened. If he or she was picking them up from an event, they were responsible for sharing that password. At that time, there were no cell phones. I reflect upon and will never forget the one principal who would not release them to a male friend of their father because he did not know the password. The girls knew him, and of course, I knew him as well. That friend had to drive to where my husband was and get the password, and then come back to get them. We did thank the principal for his diligence. We trusted certain people, and males in particular, to take the girls to activities, games, or events. And we also trusted them to bring them back home safely. These men and women were vetted. In other words, we had to feel comfortable with them and believe that they had our and our daughter's best interest at heart. We had every confidence in them, especially when they had to be alone with our daughters. I do believe we would have done the same thing if we had sons. Well, predators, my dear parents, are everywhere. Predators invite and prey upon children. P-R-E-Y, upon children. We must be diligent and ask the difficult questions of our children. We must also ask questions about the individuals we trust. I hate to think about it, but I do believe that the incident that happened to 11-year-old Audrey was not the first incident. That Thursday morning probably was not the first time that this 42-year-old preyed upon her. Many times predators will tell the victim not to tell. The day is over for protecting predators, or what I consider criminals, from attacking and injuring our children. Please keep an open and positive communication with your young children. Encourage them to tell you what may be to them a minor matter. They do matter. We are encouraged in doing what needs to happen for our children's safety. I know we are engaged in so much when it comes to work and family balance. But remember, we are raising future grown-ups who will be responsible adults. My adult daughters reminded me of the times they confided in me when being bullied or having a challenge with a particular friend or cousin. Sidebar, I would tell my daughters on many times that friends is a word for those who are really close to you and your family. Those folks at school are probably or should be referred to as classmates. Anyway, when they would tell me about something that wasn't all that good or positive, I did not make them feel that their concern was petty. If it concerned them, then it concerned me. If this podcast awakens the eyes and ears of one listener, I have accomplished my goal. I have educated you and encouraged you to protect your children and even the children of others. You have been listening to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. Question: with whom will you share this podcast?